We are in Siman Shin Ayin. We're up to Siv Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing. Chamesh Chaburish Hashavsu B'Traklin. So we have this case in the Mishnah of five chaburis that together are spending Shabbos in this large building. The Chalku B'Mechitzis, and they went ahead and they divided this traklin into five. Im Ovrim Kulim Ze Al Ze. Shein Pesach Pasuach Lachotzer, El Achitzon, V'kulam Ovrim Derech Alav, Ein Srichon Litan Be'erev. If they are all walking through one another to get to the end, meaning there's one entrance to this building, they went and divided the building, and each one has to walk through the other one's Rishus to get out. So the halacha is that they do not need an Erev, except Ela Shnayim Apnimim, only the two innermost ones, because the only ones that walk through them are the innermost one is the innermost one, and the one after that is the one who was sleeping there, as well as the one before him who has to walk through him. So the rest of it is all considered beishar. The rest of it is all considered like hefker. It's a beishar being used as something of an anteroom to the rest of the building, and that does not require an Erev, whereas the last two, they would have to make an Erev. But what happens if each one of them has a private door to the chatzar, so they don't walk through one another's apartments, so the apartments don't become a beishar? Each one has a bias. Since they all open to the same chatzar, they all will aser. Hagah o she'enov mzel zeh, rak alechad yesh lo pesach pasuach lebeishar shelefneim, v'abeishar pasuach lechatzar. Similarly, if they're all open to Beishar, and that's open to the Chatzar, there too, it's as if each one is a separate apartment, and they will aser on one another. Now, says the Mechaber, there are lots of rules, though. Ima mechitzis magiyas letikra betol gimel tfachim. If these mechitzis that they set up to separate between the apartments, if they go all the way up to the ceiling or within three tfachim of the ceiling, so it's tokshir lovud, they have a kolechot cheder b'fnei atzma, and we consider each one of them as a separate room. Afilu em shel yurias, even though they are made of cloth or leather, they're not something that's sturdy. So the halachi is in bnei achotzer nosn erev bechad mishar batei achotzer. If the erev is being placed with one of the other people, so each chabura has to give a separate erev. Aval, im nosnu erev b'zeh traklin, if the erev was put in this traklin, ein srichan losas litin la erev klal shekulim darim b'vayezeh. If they're giving to another, they're putting it in a different bias, each one of them has to give separately. If it's being put in one of the batim in this traklin, they do not have to give. Ubayis sheminichim bo erev ein tzarech litin erev. V'chein imein diyorim acherim b'chotzer einam tzrichin erev. Or if there are no other diyorim in the chad, there's no one else that lives there, only them, they also don't need an erev. Chalku b'mechitzis. So the rule is, if they use mechitzis that go all the way up, if there are other people living in the chatzar and they have to make an erev anyway, and the erev is being put with the other people, each one has to be marav separately, otherwise they do not. Chalku b'mechitzis she'enogus letikra, you put up mechitzis that don't reach the ceiling. In b'nei achatzar nosnei ruvim be'echad mishar batei achatzar dai be'erev echad l'chol ha'chamish chaburis. So there, if they nevertheless are putting it in one of the other batim, so there the halachi is that it's still enough with one erev for all of the five, because the mechitzas don't go all the way up, so we look at it as one dira. Hagot, im miktsasin osu mechitzas and miktsasin lo osu, osin sha'osu heim mechulakim, v'osin sha'lo osu heim kemeshutafim. If some have mechitzas that go all the way up, they are separate, and the ones that don't have mechitzas going all the way up are considered together. Vim hayu diurim ba'aliyas mamish. What happens if you're talking about a second floor? Now, in those days, a second floor was not another apartment. It was like an attic. So you have someone living up in your attic. So the halachi is, afilu nosnu be'achotzer betraklin, Tzricha kol chabura v'chabura lo seis erev. So there the halacha is they have to have separate erevin. Because when you're living up in the attic, it's already a separate level altogether. It's not just dividing the room with a curtain. There you have to be ma'arev separately. Avol, mi sheyesh lo melamed ol sofer beveso. Someone has a melamed or a scribe in his home. V'chein talmidim alom b'mifnei harav. The same thing, talmidim are learning in front of the Rebbe. V'dorim beveso, when they live in his house, kol echad b'chedro, and each one has his own room. Afilu yesh lechol echad pesach b'suol l'chotzer. V'ocho v'yoshin v'chedro einam osrim. They are all considered his guests, and they do not aser. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that is because they're all living off him. They're all living off the Baal HaBayis. And the second thing is that he is giving them his reshus. We would say a person doesn't give his reshus amanas that they aser on him. And the Mishnah Berurah stresses that you need both reasons. That means, number one, that they're eating off the Baal HaBayis, they don't cook and bake separately. And second of all, that since he's being mashal, the reshus, he's lending it to them, we say he didn't lend it to them amanas for them to aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if each one is cooking on his own? In the case where he was maskir the mecheder, he rented it and didn't just lend it to them, even if they're all eating in his place. Either one of those reasons would not be enough, and they would have to be ma'arv separately. In a case where you have the right to throw him out whenever you feel like it, someone came to your reshus and you're allowing him to stay, but you have the right to throw him out at any point, certainly he doesn't aser on you.